Welcome to another episode of The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman, and today I host Nathan, a runner and fitness trainer, to talk about the importance of fitness for runners. But before we dive into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you like this episode, please give it a good rating. Hi Nathan, and welcome to the Happy Runner.
Hello Roman, how are you doing, mate? You right?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Good.
So, I already made a brief introduction in my intro. You are a runner and a fitness trainer.
I am.
Yeah, before we dive further into the topic, how to combine running with other training methods, please tell us a bit about your running history.
Well, I suppose I started running probably, 15 to 20 years ago now. I was doing all sorts of other stuff, and I just wanted to help me get a bit fitter. So I literally one day I thought, you know what, I was going to go for a run and see how we get on. And to be fair, to start with, it was pretty hideous. It took a little while for me to enjoy running, and in fairness, quite a long time. But that, you know, I started small. You know, I did a little bit of running here and there. But along with the other fitness that I was doing at the time, it just really helped, you know, from a fitness perspective, from a mind clearing perspective. It was really good, and I've just carried on since then. You know, you've gone from doing, you know, a kilometer, hoping for the best. You know, I'm going to do my first ultra in a couple of weeks now. So it's one of those things that gets hold of you, and it's difficult to not do it.
Yeah. Let's go a bit deeper into your running, Nathan. There are quite some running niches. I mean, you could do, let's say, road running. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there's trail running.
Yes.
Then we have, let's say, 5K, 10K races, half marathons, marathons. You talked about ultras.
Yeah.
On the road, but then again, on the trails.
Yes.
So where would you fit in?
You normally find me on the trails, to be fair. I love trail running. It is probably my most favourite thing to do. If I can get out into the forest, by the sea, you know, up a mountain, you know, that's my happy place for sure. But I do road running. You know, I enjoy racing. You know, I'm a big fan of the short distance stuff. I like doing a 5K. I like the pressure and the intensity of a 10K. But from a distance point of view, I prefer to do my distance running on the trail if I can. I don't mind a road half, but anything longer than that, I would rather take it to the trails.
Okay, thanks, Nathan. And now let's take a look at your history as a fitness trainer.
So I've been training people. I've been a trainer now for a long, long time, but I haven't really done it as a living until recently. Lockdown came along here in the UK a couple of years ago now, nearly, and you know, everything stopped. So it gave me an opportunity to get outside still, you know, and people were really struggling, you know, with being stuck in, you know, and no contact, no gyms, you know, all the stuff that people would do as a matter of course. And people were reaching out to me saying, look, Nathan, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? And it just started from there. You know, I still had a normal job. You know, I was doing it from a part-time basis, you know, doing boot camps and that sort of stuff. But it just really snowballed. And I thought I would take the opportunity to do it as a full-time job, which is what I always wanted, but it's very difficult to start, you know, something new, and especially like this. You know, there's a lot of people doing very, very similar things, but I seem to have found my niche training like-minded people, a lot of runners, a lot of people that like to train, you know, outdoors, and that's what I do now, and it's wicked.
Okay, there are a lot of people out there, probably they also reach out to you, who think that just running will do the trick to pursue their running goals without absolutely any cross training. But I bet you think different.
I do.
So that's actually what we're going to talk about today. What are the main benefits of, let's say, fitness or cross training for runners?
Well, the reality is, any sort of fitness training or training other than running will help. You know, being able to run is wicked, and people can run, you know, quite long distances without any other training. But if runners in particular were to implement some sort of cross training or different ways of getting the lungs to work, your running will improve. You know, you can't fail to improve on something like running, bearing in mind you need your legs to run. If your legs were stronger, you can run for longer. You know, if your core is a little bit tighter, you can stay upright, your form stays better for longer. You know, it just everything can improve by introducing other sorts of training to your running.
But then again, running can be time consuming. Yes. So as a runner, you need to make some time also for cross training.
Yeah, very much so.
What do you think the best, let's say, sports are to do as cross training while being a runner?
Well, I suppose, to be fair, anything you want, to be honest. It's anything that it challenges your body in a slightly different way, because running, for most leisure runners, you go outside, you step outside your front door, you run probably a very fairly similar route most times. You know exactly where you're going, you know roughly how long it's going to take, and you don't tend to push yourself outside of that. You know, so any sort of cross training, like, say you can go to the gym, you know, a lot of people don't like it, but there's loads of stuff in the gym that you can do that will help, you know, the lungs to work in a different way, put your cardiovascular system under a slightly different pressure. But you could play tennis, you could play badminton, you could go to a boot camp. You know, the options are limitless for what you can do that will help your running in some way or another. It's just about making time to introduce something else to it.
What about mountain biking or road biking?
To be fair, cycling is a really good form of exercise. It's low impact to a certain extent. Obviously, your knees, you do need your knees, but there's no pounding on the road. You know, it's been proven that road cycling in particular will help your running. Running bizarrely doesn't help your cycling, but if you do manage to get some miles in on a road bike in particular, but, you know, mountain bike or anything, your running will improve without a doubt.
Okay, you talked about the gym a little bit before. I mean, you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at the elite runners in a marathon these days, they seem to be quite skinny.
I prefer lean, Roman, lean.
Okay, lean, okay. But they also do strength training.
Very much so.
And also some weightlifting.
Yes.
But most of us runners think that lifting weights will only result in gaining body weight, and that we as runners don't need additional body weight.
Yeah.
So what do you think about lift weighting as or for runners?
To be fair, it's really, really important to be able to lift some weights. You know, and in fairness, not just for running, you know, to digress a little bit, you know, to lift weights is really important from a body perspective. And especially as you get older, you know, it's really important to lift weights. It helps reduce the chance of getting osteoporosis, you know, and strength and getting about as you get older is really important. But from a running point of view, it's actually really hard to put on loads of muscle. You can't just go to the gym, lift weights and put muscle on. You know, you'd have to eat correctly. You have to train in a particular way. You know, there are many ways of lifting weights that will not impact your running, because it's not about putting on particular amounts of muscle. It's just improving what you already have. You know, gaining muscle in a progressive fashion is all it's going to do is help you running. If you, I'll give you an example, if you just literally move your arms up and down in a running fashion on the spot for 2 hours, it's going to really hurt the shoulders, you know. But that's ultimately what runners do whenever they go out. So if you can get a bit more strength in the shoulders, it allows for a bit more power, which will improve your running, you know, from a leg perspective, you know, especially the guys that do distance. You know, you're on your legs for hours and hours. You know, the stronger they are, the better and the easier your running becomes, you know. And conversely, the same with your core. You know, everything happens by adding muscle to your middle. It's not about loads of it. It's all about strength. And there are loads of different ways and different reps and different weights and different programs to look at that you will allow you to go to the gym, add a certain amount of muscle, but by no means will you come out of the gym, you know, having to go sideways through the door, because it just doesn't work like that.
Okay. Thanks for your answer, Nathan. One more thing. On one side, we find different training plans on the internet and on, let's say, also YouTube as part of the internet. And on the other hand, we have coaches like you are. What's your opinion on the benefits while working with a coach against working alone?
Well, the thing is that there's some really good stuff on the internet. You know, the amount of knowledge that you can get from there is fantastic these days. But just because there is a good training program out there doesn't mean that it's going to be right for a particular individual. You know, every single one of my clients, bar none, they always say to me, if I wasn't here with you, I wouldn't have done that. You know, it's very difficult to push yourself to get fitter, to get stronger, and especially when it gets hard without a coach or a trainer to help you along. You know, A, to make sure that you're not going to hurt yourself. You know, it needs to be controlled. But from a, you know, we're designed to stop when it starts to hurt. The brain goes, wait a minute, this is not what we want. And it tells you need to stop now because it hurts, you know, or, you know, you're out of breath or you're sweating more than you would like to, you know. And that's where the benefit of having a coach comes in. Not only will they look after you to make sure that what you're doing is correct for you, for what you're trying to achieve, it helps you to stay injury free because your form is checked all the time. It's the motivation that can be given to you, which sometimes is difficult to generate yourself, is what I find.
Okay, I know we don't have a crystal ball to look into, but let's dive a little bit into the future. I know there are still a few months left in this year, but do you already have some running goals for next year or till the end of this year?
Yeah, I do. To be fair, like I said, I've got my big race coming up in October. That's probably the last race that I've got booked for this year. I was on the internet the other day booking a few races for the start of the year, a half marathon, a couple of 10Ks. But in July, I'm going to do the Snowdon Marathon. So that's up and around Mount Snowdon in Wales. So 27 miles with an absolutely disgusting elevation. So I'm not entirely sure why I've signed up for that, but that is what I'm doing. So that is my main goal for next year, to train hard for that and to give that one a solid go.
And your goals as a fitness trainer?
Well, I suppose it's just to for my own perspective, you know, I always like to try and keep myself in the game personally. You know, I'm not getting any younger, and it's important for me to, you know, maintain my ability to train myself, and conversely to train my, you know, my clients effectively. But I suppose it's more to reach as many people as I can, you know, and to help them, you know, with their fitness goals in a sustainable and hopefully enjoyable fashion, which is what I like to do.
Okay, so thank you, Nathan, for joining us today, and I wish you all the best for your future.
Nice one, Robin. Thank you very much for having me, mate. Appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and recommend it to other runners you know. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on our webpage. Happy running!